Ugh, what do you mean you have to go to work? Of course I don't understand. You work from home. Let's not pretend like this is something different. You're just using this as an excuse to go to another coffee shop at the bottom of the apartment complex just to get away from me. You sleep with me every night, you moan my name, you beg me to fuck into you, but all of a sudden I want to watch TV and you leave. Hardly seems fair to me at all. Ugh, fine. Go. I'll find something to pass the time. I guess I'll... What do humans do? Eat chips? She eats chips, I guess. I cannot believe she would rather spend time in the coffee shop on the first floor. Oh, darling. Your love of convenience will be your downfall. I believe this is your coffee. Is that right, madam? Oh, I love that look of shock. You thought to escape me and get a moment of reprieve by running to the very apartment complex that you summoned me to. Choosing to get away in the one place that I actually can follow you seems rather silly, don't you think? Oh, stop looking around. They can't see. They don't understand. To them, I just look like some boring barista. And besides, what would they possibly do with the truth? Or better yet, even if I did let myself truly grow my wings, tower above them, what would they think? They would not associate it with you. Would they think that their quiet neighbor who goes to work, comes home, drinks coffee in the same spot by the window every day, summoned a demon? No, darling, they have no idea about you. If they did, they wouldn't let you bring this smut in that you call fiction. These fantasy men in your books do depraved things while you nibble on a baguette and ponder your work for the next day. No, darling, to them, they just see some normal, boring barista. Now, what shall we chat about today, Could it be the view? Is there anyone in here you want me to curse, perhaps? To establish our dominance and domain, even? Can't be king without subjects, isn't that correct? Don't tell me to keep my voice down! Oh, darn. I wouldn't do that to you. No, they can't hear me or even practically see me. No. The only way that any of them would possibly know what's going on is if they had seen me already. That's somewhat how this works. To save you the details that I'm sure you're far too distracted from already. Yes, I'm sure. They cannot see me. I mean, I could make them if you'd like me to. Oh my god. You have the filthiest mind I've ever seen. Well, who am I to say no? They can't see me or hear me. But they're very aware of you, darling. That man over in the corner, he lusts for you. Every day that you walk in, he looks at your ass first, your tits second, and then if he remembers that you have a face, I suppose he would look at that as well. Every day he wishes you would talk to him, but he's far too scared. He's looking at you right now. Right through me, actually. He's thinking how gorgeous you are. Now, why don't we just give him a little show, shall we? What if I just touched you right here? Oh, you seem flustered. Remember, no moving. Keep your hands at your side. Look out the window like there's something interesting going on in these mundane streets. Pretend like you're not thinking about my fucking fingers. Bigger than any normal man's. Exploring your body. Think of how much of a delight it is that we don't have to keep our enjoyment of each other to just that stuffy apartment. Which, by the way, we do need to redecorate. No. Right now, you'll just stay with me, won't you? If only you could hear his thoughts. Thinking how beautiful you are. He has no idea. I've seen you in the moments where that last breath leaves your lips before your body contorts itself. When you let the world slip from your vision and you moan like a whore. Enraptured with the demon that you claim to hate. You are so fun. Remember, darling, they can't hear me, only you can. Oh, I would do terrible things to this gorgeous body right now. But I know you'd send me back in a heartbeat if you could, and I'm still trying to get on your good graces. Heaven forbid you find that missing page and send me home. No, I've got until then to make sure that you would never, ever forget me. So I'm going to take this little delicate space, this coffee shop that you love, and every time you sit in this seat, you're going to think about my fingers wrapped around your hips, leaning into my body, and feeling me just play you like an instrument. And don't pretend like you don't love that idea. Good girl. Now, move forward in your chair so I can get behind you. Atta girl. Now just lean against my chest. Rest that head against my pecs. There we go. Such a delightful thing. You know, in the demon world, they would all kill for someone like you. But they couldn't even comprehend what we're doing. Now spread your legs just a little, as if you're truly relaxed. And let me take over. Oh, yes, darling. This skirt hides nothing from anyone. But you like that, don't you? You faintly like the idea of being seen like this. Of being touched in public. That poor fool in the corner has no idea that the woman he lusts after every day, that he thinks to himself, she's too good for me, is putty in the arms of an infernal being. Oh, and I wouldn't have it any other way. That's right. Those soft little coos drive me wild. Now, why don't I show you a little trick I've saved? Just for a moment like this. You feel my hand on your thigh, rubbing, teasing. Why don't we add one more, shall we? One more to grope these gorgeous tits. There's the most magnificent chest I've ever seen. Perfectly fit to your body. Connected in your mind and your skin. Feeling every little sensation from your thighs. With my hands. Your tits. These delicate little nipples as well. Now what if we did something that you thought impossible? And we added a third hand. That's right. Feel that? Right on your waist. Holding you against me. Binding you to my body. It feels incredible, doesn't it? I can teleport. I can bend the clouds to my will. I can rend asunder the mind. And you're surprised that I can manifest a third arm. Well, how about a fourth? Delicately wrapping around your neck. What do we think about that? Holding your head against my chest. Oh, yes, now you're starting to understand the predicament that you're in. I never planned on this being easy. I never once planned on making it simple for you to get a nice soft orgasm in your favorite little coffee spot. No, no. I intend to push you so far to the edge that the only choice you have left is to look up at me, turn that delicate little chin, whisper in my ear, take me upstairs, and fuck me. And until you say that, I'm going to toy with you and show you all the things that you could be getting in the private of your own bed. Now, four hands just isn't enough, is it? No, no. Let's add a few more. Spread these legs. And now that we've got these gorgeous fucking legs open for my attention, why don't we just go ahead and take that one on your thigh, run it right up, and touch this perfect clit. Oh, yes, darling. No breaking loose. But I won't lie, I like it when you fight just like that. Oh, you love feeling that, don't you? Every little inch of your body being covered and touched. Like you're at the whims of a whole fucking gangbang. But no, it's just me doing what it takes a dozen men to do to give you feelings that you'll never feel again. Melt into me. Atta girl. Oh, yes. You know, I love these soft little moans, but if you keep that up, they're going to hear you. I know it doesn't seem fair. I can scream, I could moan, I could shout my name, an infernal lord, and nobody would know. But you, even the most delicate little whisper will be picked up by a whole room of people watching the sexiest person here enjoy their evening. Oh my god, you're fucking soaked for me, darling. Now a normal man would have to take this hand off of your clit, but I went ahead and brought something with me. Something I found in your sock drawer, no less. That's right. I thought it a magic wand of past, but it turns out in your time a magic wand means something different. So why don't we just add another hand? And this one can hold this little toy. Right here above your clit. Look at me. They can all hear you. And they can all see you. You must be perfectly still. But I want you to look at me. And tell me you want this. Now. Good girl. As you command. Oh, my little plaything, you are so delectable. No, they can't hear the vibrations either, but your little shy face. Oh, I could paint it and look at it all day. Now, I can feel that nagging little thought in the back of your mind. How many hands? How much more? Why don't we add one hand to each arm, holding it to your side? Add two more. Holding right here on your shoulders, pressing you into me. Another two, spreading your pussy for me and holding your underwear off. And lastly, one to fuck you slowly. Oh, darling, those soft little moans. So bound and so ready to be taken. Oh, I don't deserve you. Oh, think my luck. When the gorgeous woman that summoned me didn't even think how to send me back. Think of this as my way of saying thank you. Oh, fuck. You are incredible. You can't even move, and all you can think in your mind is how you're ready to be fucked, but you still haven't even said it yet. Oh, darling. Laying in the arms of a greater demon, just feeling this rapture. Oh, fuck. I can feel your pleasure in your mind flowing into me. Oh, you're so fucking depraved. Oh, my God. Ugh. Now, dear, you're making too much noise. That gentleman across the room might even come over. We can't have that now, can we? Oh, but it's gonna be all you. I'm not fucking stopping. But I'll give you one chance. You know the rules. Turn your cheek to me. Whisper in my ear. Fuck me. And I'm yours. Oh, gladly. First time being teleported, darling. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Oh, get that look off your face. Back in that coffee shop you adore, it looks like you're still sitting there at your table. Unpleasant. Bored. Watching the people. Enjoying the attention of all the people who think you're as gorgeous as you are. But you and I both know that you're really here. Floating in the air, held up by hands you can't see. Spread legs in front of the biggest cock you've ever taken. Do I make you feel small? Do I make you feel helpless? That biting of the lip really doesn't tell the whole truth of what you're thinking. I'm doing things to you that they can't. Ask me again. Tell me to fuck you. Oh, there we go. Oh my God. You are incredible. You know I can feel what the hands feel. Your thighs, your ass, your tits, your hips. I can feel all of it, but most importantly, I can feel you wrapped around me. Held in my arms, like a toy around my fucking cock. I never want to leave this. The greatest pussy in the fucking world. Oh my God. Why don't these hands help me out a little, huh? One rubbing your clit, one playing with your tits. Getting split open with all your fucking weight held in the air. You feel so good. Oh my God. Wrap your legs around me while I have some fun. Atta girl. As far as they can go now, come on. I like seeing that bulge stretching you open. How your pussy looks like it's desperately trying to hold on to me. You feel so good. Oh my God, I love it here. No, I said I love it here. Fine. You want me to be the evil one? So be it. Oh, that's right. You could be wetter, darling. Why don't I help? There we go. Now you're fucking ready for it, aren't you? Why don't we tighten that hand around your neck if you're feeling very mouthy today?
You know, for a girl who claims to want to go out and find love, when I express even the slightest bit of attraction and appreciation for you, you do think the most devious thoughts. My cock stretching you open, my hand around your neck, but also your waist and your tits and your ass and your thighs, every inch of your body. I would be very careful about what you say. Really think about it. You're gonna be cream pied, held, delicately above your bed, being used like a sex toy, and you choose to goad me on? Ridiculous. You are my toy. You will fucking remember that. If you do not want to be appreciated, you will be used. Fuck. Yes, your pussy feels good. It feels incredible. Now shut up and take it. Fuck. You moan like a whore. What if I just snap my fingers and put you back in that chair downstairs? I could keep my cock in you. You know that? I could fuck your body while you're down there from up here. I could use you like a toy still and make you fucking scream in that room full of people. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. There we go. Now, are you going to behave and take the pounding that you really want without the sass? Without denying that you enjoy it? Or are you gonna make me keep thinking of new and fun ways to punish you? Good. Because I quite enjoy your company. And I think we're doing some incredible things together. Don't you? I would hate to change the nature of our relationship right now. You know what? Fine. Enough with that smirking of yours. You want to get filled up? Is that right? Then fine. Look me in the eye when you get what you fucking want. Got it? That's right, I thought I'd get closer to you. I could take you any way I felt like right now. You're just a little toy for me to fucking wrap around my cock, but no. I try to give you more. I try to spend time with you, share the space with you, and what do you want? You want more hands on your tits, on your hips, on your thighs, on your ass. I can hear your thoughts, girl. This is what you fucking want. Then this is what you will fucking get. Do you understand that your actions have consequences? Because I can read your mind. You're loving this. You can't hide that from me, but you play these games to get what you want. So I figured, why don't I play as well? Ugh. Oh, I can't stay mad at you, your pussy is too good. Fuck. But I can have some fun. So why don't we fill you up? Ugh. No, no, no. The hands don't stop. Ugh. Besides, I like feeling you come around me. Now, I know what you're thinking. Time for that shower, right? Time to slip away and enjoy your evening after work. But I had a different idea. You love that coffee shop, don't you? Well, enjoy the rest of your coffee.
I wouldn't move around too much, darling, if I were you. Although it may seem like a dream, I assure you, you're about to start leaking in a moment. Sit there, enjoy it. There's nothing else you can do. Oh, and whenever you're ready, I'll be up here waiting for your apology. And also, I have those design plans for your apartment I talked about. Don't fuck it. mocking smirk at me. I can see that. I should have cream-pied you harder.